Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Chaf. Tonight, we are doing Si'ifim Yud Dalet, Tes Vav, Tes Zayin, and Yud Zayin. This is page Kuf Mem Vav Amar Aleph in Siman Shin Chaf. Says the Shulchan Aruch Si'if Yud Dalet. Harami Rutenberg Mati Lahatil Meiraglayim Beshalig Varosha Yenizar. There's a machlokas from Ram Rutenberg in the Rush whether you can urinate in snow. Then Ram Rutenberg said yes, and the Rush was careful not to. Says the Mishabur Siv Katan Mem Mati Lahat. Because after all, we just said in the previous si'if that you're allowed to step on snow. So if you're allowed to step on snow, even though water flows a little bit, then why should urinating on snow be any different? But the rush was careful. Because through the flow of the urine, it certainly is going to melt, as opposed to stepping on the snow. It doesn't always melt it. And this is not like putting a piece of ice or snow into a cup of water, even though you know that also will melt. Because over here you are actively doing a maisa to melt the snow, and that makes it worse. The taz is makel on this. Because of lahakel, and the Eli Rab is also makel. So if it's not too much of a tircha, though, might as well be machmir. The Eli Rabbi explains that the Taz explains that the reason that he's Mekil is because he knows that the reason you're allowed to step on snow is because there never goes there on something that's impossible to be careful about. So therefore, they never asked urinating in snow, because in those times, if in certain climates, it was impossible to be careful about something like that. See if Tezvav. Now we move from squeezing, fruit juices out of fruits and the like, means schita mitam dash, to schita mishum melabein. Sif tesvav is like a turning point. Schita of fabrics, where the point is that it's cleansing the fabric. So schita mishum dash is only when the juice that you're squeezing out is usable. If it's holich li'ibud, then it's not schita mishum dash. Schita mishum melabein will apply even if it's holich li'ibud, but the limitation on schita is that schita mishum labein is only on water or perhaps white wine, which functions as water. So says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Tezvav. Also, the for sudar al piyach chavis liter al gab of a klisha dolim bo shema yavli de schita. You're not allowed to spread a cloth on the opening of a barrel, the top of a barrel, and then put the kli that you use to draw the water out of the barrel on top of that cloth, because that kli is soaking wet. You're going to put it on top of that cloth because you might come to squeeze out that cloth. Aval begra asu lefrosalav mutter. But if the cloth is meant to go on the top of that barrel, then it's going to be mutter shein choshev of the sachto, because we're not concerned that you can come to squeeze out a cloth that's meant to be wet. You're only going to come to squeeze out a cloth that is not meant to be wet. See if katan membeis lidei schita she yischot asudar min amayim shnivlu bo al yidei akli, that you'll come to squeeze out the cloth from the water that's absorbed in it from the fact that the wet kli is sitting on that cloth. And when you squeeze out a cloth, it's a chiv of melabein. We're talking about where the barrel was empty. Because otherwise, if the barrel were not empty, just spreading the cloth on itself is an issur of schita. Meaning if the barrel had water in it, then you're not even allowed to put a cloth on top of that barrel, because it might get wet from the water inside of it, even if you didn't put the kli that you are dola with on top of it. L'sachto, sivkatan mem gimel. This is where the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's a covering that's made for that barrel, we're not choshesh that you're going to be sochesh, because that's what it's made for. So you're not going to care if it's soaked in water. It's meant to get soaked. That's why some of the poskim say that there may not be an isser of getting a bathing suit wet on Shabbos, meaning among the various things that you're probably violating, if you go swimming, some of the poskim say, is not a chashash schita on the bathing suit, because there's only a chashash schita on the cloth when it's something you don't want to get wet, but a bathing suit is meant to get wet, and therefore, I think Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef writes, it's not a violation of a chashash schita. We must be talking about where you're spreading a cloth in a way that it's not a chashash of asiyas ohel. And we already discussed this back in Sim Shin Tezvav, that if the beged doesn't cover the entire opening of the barrel, or there's not a tefach of space from the top of the contents of the barrel to the thing on the, to the covering of the barrel, then there's not going to be a chashash of asiyas ohel. Si'if tes zayin asur lahadik mochin b'fi pach sheyesh bo mashkin mishum schita. You're not allowed to stick like a something soft like cotton or something like that in the opening of a jug that has liquid in it because of a chashash schita. Says the Mishpura Sivkat Mem Dalid, Lahadek Umarik Shem Lachin Minamashkin Shepetol Chakli. We're talking about where the soft stuff, the stuffing that you're putting in, is itself wet from the moisture inside of the cleaver. Afilu Masin Lekach Nami Aser. And even if it's made to get wet and it's meant to get wet, over here this is going to be Aser. Meaning, unlike we said before, the cloth that's meant to cover a barrel, we're not Choshesh that you're going to come to do Schito because you don't mind when it gets wet. Over here, when we're talking about the stuffing, even if it's meant to get wet, we're still going to ask her why. Mishum to be hidu kamochin called overach on summer gefen and matos chiotzben. When you're sticking that stuffing in, whether it's cotton or anything else, betoch piapach in the opening, that narrow opening of the jug, bali de schita shitola de slipon vechanal. That actually is a schita. It's not that you might come to later do schita because it got wet. No, the actual act of sticking it in is a schita. And even if you're going to say, well, there's no malabin unless it's with water, we call makom aser, it's still aser, because whatever liquid is absorbed in it will get squeezed out and fall right into the jug. So it's not schita mishum malabin, it's schita mishum dosh, because it's just like squeezing grapes and olives, where the liquid that's coming out is usable. Even though you're not having kavana to get that liquid out and to be able to use it, we call makom psikreshu, but it is a psikreshu that would happen. So see if you zayin svog ein mekan chumbo elm ken yesh bo beis achiza gzeira shem yischot. A sponge, you're not allowed to clean with it unless it has a handle on it because of a gzeira that you'll come to violate schita. Says the Mishnah Berurah, svog hukim in semer nasa lechof hayam. Sponge is something that's natural to the seabed or the seashore. Okeper shaaruch gzeil kamei, or like the aruch is going to explain in Sif Yud Ches, that svog is part of an animal that rears its head once in a while. We'll see that, I guess, on Sunday when we do Sif Yud Ches. Ubetivo sheshoi v'mayim v'mashkel utocho. So Mishnah Berurah explains what a sponge does, that a sponge absorbs. So you're not allowed to clean with it. Ein mekan chumbo es hatavlo es hakaara. You're not allowed to clean a tray or a plate with it. Eli imkein, unless it has a handle. Now this is a confusing thing. If a sponge has a handle, all of a sudden it's not going to be schita. So Rashi v'Rambam pirshu d'ksheish lo or beis ha'achiza she'ochazenu bo efshel kaneach b'li schita. The way Rashi and the Rambam understands is that if you're only holding it by a handle, you won't get enough pressure on it to generate schita. So it's not actually going to squeeze out anything. Meaning there's not a psikresha, at least, that will squeeze out anything. Which would mean that if you have a sponge that has a handle where it is a psikresha that it will squeeze something out, then it would be a problem. Avala raivad kosev, de'af al pi kein yef shalol l'kanech b'li schita, de'af al pi kein yef shalol l'kanech b'li schita, el d'mikol makom shari. That even if it has a handle, it is a psikresha that it's going to squeeze something out, but it's mutter anyway. De'kibin sheyesh lo beis achiza, avilei kislochus me'amayim, shemerik mi'menamayim. Since it has a handle, we view it as a pot that is full of water, where you just hold it by the handle and empty out the pot. We don't view it as something that's absorbed in the kli. Not sure why, but that's how the Ravid understands. That so the Chaznish writes that if it has a handle, it's nicker that it's meant to absorb and release that which is absorbed in it. And therefore we don't view it as that the mashkin that's in it is batel to it, so it's not viewed like you're squeezing an olive or a grape, where the mashka was part of the olive or the grape. If it has a handle, it's obvious that it's meant to absorb and then extract that water. So we never view the water, even when it was inside, as part of the item, and that's why it's not a violation of schita. The big nafkamin over here would be a toothbrush, right? Some of the poskim are worried about schita on a toothbrush. Rav Moshe held that it's a problem of schita on a toothbrush. So one of Rav Shlomo Zalman's heterim is that, what are you talking about? A toothbrush has a handle. So anything that has a handle is not a problem of schita. Well, if the reason anything has a handle is not a problem of schita is that it's not a psikreshe, well, with a toothbrush, it kind of is a psikreshe. But if the reason that anything with a handle is not a problem with schita is simply that with the handle, we don't view whatever's absorbed in it as being part of it, so then you understand the heter with the toothbrush. Shema yischot, so we said that we're not gozer when it has a handle, that's shema yischot. We said that when it doesn't have a handle, we are gozer shemi yischot. So kasubir hagrasha tal soferu. This is a typo in the Shulchan Aruch. Vitzarik lomar mishum schita. It's not that when you use a sponge that does not have a handle that you might come to do schita. No. This is schita. If you don't have a handle, you're just holding it by the sponge itself, of course it's going to squeeze something out. And that's what the Magen Avraham writes as well, that it is a typo over here in the Shulchan Aruch. It should not be Shema Yischot, it should be Gzeira Mishum Schita, that you can't do this because it is a violation of Schita. So to review what we learned today, first we learned the Machlokas from Ram Rutenberg and Rush, whether one is allowed to urinate in snow. So the Mishnah Berurah sounded like Mikra Adin, it's Mutter, but if it's easy enough to be Machmir, you might as well. Then in Sifta Zvav, we said you're not allowed to spread a cloth over a barrel and then put a wet kli on top of it, unless the cloth itself is something that is meant to get wet. If it's meant to get wet, then we're not gozer that you might come to squeeze out the liquid from it. Sifta Zayin, we said that you're not allowed to put stuffing into a narrow opening because that is a violation of schita, and even if it's sharmashkin, since the liquid goes back into the bottle, so it's schita mishum dash, even if it's not schita mishum malabein. And then in Sif Yud Zayin, we said, well, you're not allowed to use a sponge on Shabbos because of schita. If it has a handle, you're allowed to use it. And the Mishnah Berurah quoted two opinions in Rishonim, what the handle accomplishes. Either what it accomplishes is that it makes it not a psikresha, that you can squeeze something out, or, like the Raivin, what it accomplishes is that when it has a handle, even if it is a psik reshe, it's just like emptying water out of a pot. It's not considered that the liquid is part and parcel of the sponge, the kli that is absorbing that liquid. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll pick up with Si'if Yud Ches. Everyone have a wonderful evening, wonderful Shabbos. Thank you so much for joining me.